This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Prima Scriptura, a comparative analysis of the three methods of scripture. This study explores three major approaches to biblical authority in Christian theology: sola scriptura, scripture alone, prima scriptura, scripture first, and sacra scriptura et traditio, scripture and tradition as coequal. While each framework has shaped how the church interprets and applies scripture, I argue that prima scriptura, especially as modeled by Jesus in the early church, offers the most balanced and historically grounded approach. This paper steelmans all three views, presenting them in their strongest form, and provides a fair comparative analysis based on biblical, theological, and historical criteria. Special attention is given to the period before AD 681, when the final major Christological debates were resolved at the Third Council of Constantinople. After that point, many later traditions became ecclesiastical rather than apostolic, and are therefore considered secondary to Scripture. I present Prima Scriptura not as a compromise, but as a theological method that affirms Scripture as the highest authority while still recognizing the valuable insights of tradition, reason, and experience. Drawing from Second Temple Jewish thought, the early church fathers, and the example of Jesus himself, this approach allows Scripture to remain primary without ignoring the communal and historical context in which it was written. I also examine two dangerous distortions: sola scriptura, which isolates the individual from interpretive community, and nuda scriptura, which strips scripture of its historical and cultural context. Both of these missteps are avoided by the prima scriptura method, which safeguards orthodoxy while promoting faithful contextual interpretation. If you've ever wondered how to read the Bible with both reverence and depth, without falling into either traditionalism or individualism, this paper offers a robust and balanced path forward. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture: if it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!